I know that you judge people by their hearts. And I've always felt that somewhere inside this man was a good man trying to get out. But he just didn't know how to do it and how to have relationships with people. He was the really last of the true mountain men, like Jeremiah Johnson and those that you see. My dad was born at the wrong time because he got along better with animals than he did with people. He had a wonderful, wonderful way with horses and as a natural veterinarian. When the veterinarian up at White Salmon needed help with the delivery or something like that, he came and got my father because my dad knew as much about veterinary as he did, and my dad had learned it all on his own by raising animals and hunting and fishing and all that, you know. He just was a very special man, but he just never knew how to have relationships with people. He never knew how to show tenderness and kindness. He only learned that it was manly to show violence and anger. That tenderness and gentleness would be sissy, so you did not show those. So we never got to see that side of him. But I always felt that it was there. So much fun to be around. They could just keep you in stitches all night long. They could entertain and tell stories and never tell the same story twice. And just in the winter time when it was snow on the ground and the log in the woods was shut down, and we would stay up all night long playing cards and talking, and I would just be enthralled listening to these people tell their life stories and their life's experiences, because they had some tough lives. But I never ever looked down on them. I always thought, you know, that if they'd have had the right direction in their lives. My aunts were natural born singers and dancers and entertainers. My father could have been in any cowboy movie they ever had. My Uncle Albert could sing and dance better than Frank Sinatra or any one of them, you know. But they just never had any direction to ever put it to use. And their lives got mixed up like it does with most of us, and the dreams and the wishes and the things that we would have liked to have been or liked to have done get lost in the wayside of just living day to day.